Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable for this Friday. It's the 11th of October, and it's Friday. I'm more than a little excited. It's Friday, the 11th of October. It's 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. We have an amazing panel. We have incredible people here, and we're ready. What?
Nothing. You say that every day.
Well, I know. So what do I do? You know, somebody's
in here. We've got a real loser panel today.
That's
no,
right.
That would not
a subpar panel.
You know, yeah, I think I'd be more worried about it if I don't say.
Yeah.
You know, it's like panel today.
So man.
It's the Lake Wobegon panel.
That's. all right, so we have a lot to talk about. Let's get to it, and we'll introduce everyone from our powerhouse lineup. Investigative reporter Rosemary Armeo is in the house. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning.
How are you? We also have our dear friend, Siena College economic professor Aaron Pasitti here. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
We have counterterrorism expert, MSNBC contributor, and New York Times bestselling author Malcolm Nance with us.
Hey, y'all. Yay.
Good morning,
Yay.
Malcolm.
Good morning.
And we have Albany County District Attorney David Soares.
Whoa.
What are you looking for?
Yeah. I just was right. Looking to see if I packed my weapons. I didn't realize I was going to be on with Rosemary again.
He's got the best sweater today.
You have a very patriotic sweater.
I'm patriotic all the time. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Today it's on my chest.
Yeah, it's Ralph Lauren, though.
Good morning, David Soares. Very nice to have you with us. Of course, WAMC's Alan Chartok is here as well. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning to you all. I think this is going to be a great day. We're doing so well. We could do this whole thing today. No question about it. It would be really wonderful in the lockbox. And Joe, how much is in the lockbox?
Well, we have $397,500 in the lockbox. So we're $102,000 away from where we need to be.
That's extraordinary.
Now,
that's really great.
We have a plan to make $30,000 this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
What was the eye roll for?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, cut out the eye roll.
It was not an eye roll. It was like, oh, my gosh,
more drama.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our good friend Malcolm Nance has a new book coming out. I hold it in my hand, actually. It isn't a real book yet. It's an advance review copy, which you were nice enough to send me. But it's The Plot to Betray America, How Team Trump Embraced Our Enemies, Comprised Our Security, and How We Can Fix It, as if it was written this morning.
Yeah. How often do you have to update that?
Well, recently I literally have to add two new chapters in the second edition. But everything that is going on today, 90% of it's in this book, and Donald Trump is just accommodating me.
Nice
guy.
I want you to help me out, David Soares.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to point to you right here. The on sale date for this book is...
November 12th, 2019.
November 12th, 2019. Because Malcolm is such a nice dude, he is going to launch the book at the Linda on Friday. It is Friday, November 8th. And that's going to be the book launch party, so you'll be able to get it there before anybody else will be able to get their hot hands on it, because it, as they say in the book world, right, Malcolm, it's embargoed.
That's true. And if I could just add one thing that you don't have on your galley copy, the foreword is written by my friend Martin Sheen.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Martin Sheen actually wrote an awesome foreword where he ends with a quote from The West Wing. That was authorized by Aaron Sorkin.
It's a great forward.
You know, maybe at some point we'll auction off the original draft of that, which
I helped
him draft.
Very, very nice. Well, okay, so here's the deal.
Lockbox.
So this morning, to help the lockbox, for $125, you can get a ticket to go see on November 8th, Friday, November 8th. Malcolm will be our sole guest on the panel. We'll be doing it from 9 to 10:30. Alan and I will host. We'll have breakfast. And for that $125, obviously, you're giving to the station. You are also getting a copy of the book, which you can that Malcolm will do a signing afterwards, if you so choose, and breakfast on top of it. So you were nice enough to do this for your last book. you are even nicer this time because you're doing it before anybody else. So we have first, we would do the big launch party for you, and we're more than a little excited. It was nice to call up Hachette and say, we'd like to do an event a couple days before it goes on sale. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, there's an embargo date. And I said, well, Malcolm said. And they said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, these Linda events are absolutely fun. I mean, they are just super, super fun. And doing the live broadcast from the Linda is just incredible. I just enjoy the heck out of them when they do the roundtable.
Well, it's
and
great.
Bagels.
It's great fun, and we have nice breakfast. And, Alan, now here's the problem. We only have 200. We only have 200 seats.
Okay, 200. Yeah. Right. And those will go, as you know, Joe, very quickly.
Now, we're hoping they go by 10:30 this morning, because that would give us $25,000.
Right. And what you don't know is I've just heard from Anonymous in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Joe, who says that they'll give us $5,000 if we can make that amount that you need. And what is that amount, Joe?
That amount is $25,000, and it's 200. It's basically what that works out to be is 200 seats at the Linda, which is comfortably what we can get in there for a full house without breaking fire code.
And we will go crashing through the $100,000 to go.
We would only have if this works out, and why wouldn't it? $70,000 to go in the lockbox.
Wow. All right. So we know because we love the station and because we're all in it together, and we've said it 1,000 times, right, Rosemary?
Right.
1,000 times that you know, we're all in this together. We all made it together. Let's bring it home. Bring it on home. The Trowms used to sing.
It is Friday, November 8th, and it is Malcolm Nance, and it's The Plot to Betray America, and it's the new bestseller. It's out, and or it will be out. You'll get it before anybody else. You'll have a signed copy. Malcolm will be there. Alan and I will be there. We'll have breakfast. It'll be lovely. It'll be a lovely morning. 1-800-323-9262. And seriously, the times we've done this sold out every single time in you know, just an hour. So if you want these, seriously, do it now. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Anonymous from Pittsfield is challenging us to do this. $5,000 if we do it. That's $30,000 that we can make. So that would bring us up to $430,000 in the lockbox if we do this by.
That's amazing. By
10:30 this morning. So that's about an hour and 10 minutes out.
Is that Rachel Maddow who put that $5,000 out? She lives near there, Amherst, right?
We're not allowed to say, number Rachel. One, you can think what you like. But
does this person have whistleblower protection?
We're certainly not allowed to say, and we're not going to. You can think, as I say, you can think what you like, but what's really amazing is $5,000 is a lot of money. And, you know, it is extraordinary that somebody will reach into their pocket, bring out $5,000 and say, I love the station so much that I will do this to bring it home. And that's just great. By the way, Joe, you are so right. I can't tell you what happens. People just don't get it. There are only a limited amount of seats in Linda.
Fire code.
And the guy with the handlebar mustache and the blue cap comes in and says, you out. So so what we have to do here.
And a billy club.
And what I'm really worried about is not anybody but me, because they call me. They say, okay, you're the head of the station, so therefore you can get me 2 tickets. And I say, I can't. Every ticket in the place is sold out. Now, that's happened every single time. And we actually get people who end up mad at us. Okay, then I'll never give you another dime during the thing. So do us all a favor. Understand what's going on here and get going now. If you do it now, you can't lose. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We'll keep you up to date as to how things are going. But we need you. 1-800-323-9262. And also, it's, you know, he's right here in front of me. So I just have to say, we certainly thank Malcolm for doing this. This is an immense gift to us. And he's doing this out of have the love for the station, and we thank you very much. It's very, very sweet.
Can I confess something?
Yes.
I'm actually on your website donating right now.
For yourself?
I didn't donate last year, so I'm putting you on a monthly. Okay, sorry. I'm literally donating, so I'm outed. So the rest of you start phonying up.
Once you get a copy of his own book.
Bad.
You should feel bad.
I think he's doing it just for the Martin Sheen forward.
I've been skimming off this radio station for a couple of years now, it looks like.
I just want to say one last thing, and yes. That is because I'm a little nervous that Rachel Maddow's name was mentioned here. I'm a little nervous. We really can't say who it is who has given us this money. So, I mean, we promised, and I want to make sure that nobody thinks that we've betrayed our promise. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know what you mean. All right. So off we go. We need a lot of money. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Here's what you get. A copy of Malcolm Nance's brand new book. And we'll be having a live Linda event. Last time I was amazed. I shouldn't have been, but I was amazed. People were coming from all over. We had a couple that said we flew in from Charlotte, North Carolina to see Malcolm and to get a copy of the book. So people coming from all over. It's really quite an event, and we would love to have you. It's breakfast. It's all on Friday, November 8th. It starts. Doors will open a little after, about 8:15 usually doors open. We'll do some schmoozing at that point. 9 o'clock, we'll do the show from 9 to 10:30, and then the book signing will follow. So that is what is happening. $125. That includes breakfast. That includes a copy of the book. And, of course, the morning, all of that going to WAMC. So please do what you can. Be as generous as possible. 1-800-323-9262. And also don't forget, on top of that, a $5,000 challenge. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. So now let's start talking about what's going on in the world, and we will start to earn our money here. Let us begin with what is going on. There's so much going on that it's really hard to figure out the right place to start. Obviously, the situation in Syria is grave. We also have what's going on in the impeachment, and we started with Ukraine. We started with Syria yesterday, so I'm going to start with Ukraine today and the concerns. But obviously, we will be talking about Syria and as the death toll rises there. So I'm not putting really importance just to start off and to give it a little bit of variety as to compared to what we talked about yesterday. All right, so. What do we know? We know as we were on the air yesterday, two associates of Rudolph Giuliani were arrested. We found out a lot more later in the day about that arrest as they were leaving the country, and they got them at the airport in the Lufthansa lounge. They were noshing on cheese and wine, and they got them. At least four national security officials now say that they were so alarmed by the Trump administration's attempt to pressure Ukraine for political purposes that they raised concerns with a White House lawyer both before and immediately after President Trump's July 25th call with that country's president, according to U.S. officials and other people familiar with the matter. This to me is interesting because people were worried about him making the call, not just the call. They were worried about him making the call. The nature and timing of the previously undisclosed discussions with National Security Council legal advisor John Eisenberg indicate that officials were delivering warnings through official White House channels earlier than previously understood, including before the call that precipitated a whistleblower complaint and the impeachment inquiry of the president. At the time, the officials were unnerved by the removal in May of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine by subsequent efforts by Trump's lawyer Rudolph Giuliani to promote Ukraine-related conspiracy as well as by signals in meetings at the White House that Trump wanted the new government in Kiev to deliver material that might be politically damaging to Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. And there's so much more to that part of the story, which we will get to in a moment. And where you all look at this and you say, well, there seems to be an awful lot of smoke. Malcolm, I'm assuming there should be a lot of fire then.
Well, there's an enormous amount of smoke, but, you know, and as we like to say, it's the smoke that kills you, right? Fire just consumes what it leaves behind. All of these stories, and unfortunately, this new book that's coming out weaves together. Everything that we've had since the beginning of the Trump era has all been the same story. And even though Robert Mueller spent 2 years investigating it, it was the out branches of this story, how Donald Trump was using the government to further his political goals. That is the actual theme of everything we're seeing. So we're hearing now about Ukraine, where he tried to extort one of our allies by holding up their defense funds in order to get dirt on Joe Biden. But the two gentlemen that were in the Lufthansa first class lounge, by the way, Lufthansa ticket overseas, $10,000 for first class, just to give you an idea at what level these guys were rolling at. They weren't using Expedia. So these guys were...
How many bonus miles do you get for the end?
Actually, not as many as you think.
All right.
But these guys were facilitators and go-to men and bag men for Rudy Giuliani. And it appears while Mueller was still out investigating Donald Trump, Donald Trump was setting up the next election to take down Joe Biden over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so, these two guys that they arrested were the men who were carrying out a lot of his legwork.
So do you think that's what Mueller referred to when he said... when he was warning about interference in the 2020 election?
Well, it's quite possible that, yeah, that he could have actually known that these were going on, because all of these cases have a nexus, and it's Paul Manafort, the guy who's going to jail for 7 years. He was back in the early 2000s working with these same characters, that dirty prosecutor in the Ukraine that Joe Biden wanted to get rid of. Manafort was neck deep in that.
All right, we have to take a quick break. When we do, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. The books are flying here. We've already made $6,000. So WAMC.org, WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. All right, quick recap. We started off needing $27,500 to sell out the Linda for the special event, as well as to get the $5,000 challenge from Anonymous of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. We're now down to under $20,000 that we need.
Oh, we
under 25, so 19, yeah. So, but there's many points to be made here. Chief among them is the fact that the books and the tickets are going very, very quickly. So if you want them, please, please, please get in now. Alan's absolutely right. He's the one that they call and complain to. And he doesn't want that, do you, Alan? is Alan there? Where did Alan go?
He's passed out at the suggestion.
Where in the world is Alan? Let's just assume Alan said, yes, Joe, you're right. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And then for our next pledge break, we'll try to find Alan. And we'll send out a crew to find
Alan is here.
Oh, there you are. Oh, good. Hi. We missed you.
Well, I just wanted to
thank you for that, Joe. Appreciate that.
Well, we missed you, and so I was saying when I thought you were there, I was saying that. To your point, the tickets are going very, very quickly. But you're absolutely right. You're the guy that they're going to call up and yell at and say, "Oh, we'd like to go, but you can't go because there's just so many people we can shove in that room."
That will happen.
Yeah,
that will happen.
So if you want to do this, you have to do it right now. Now we're $19,800. We started out needing $27,500. We're now in the 19,000s. So whatever you can do, 1-800-323-9262, not only does this sell out the Linda and get you a copy of Malcolm's brand new book called The Plot to Betray America, How Team Trump Embraced Our Enemies, Compromised Our Security, and How We Can Fix It. It gets you the book. It gets you the event, which is a live roundtable panel featuring Malcolm Nance, Alan, myself, and breakfast, and all with your fellow WAMCers.
I think I have a way of spinning this to make it sound more promotionally appealing.
Are you saying it's not emotionally?
No, I'm just saying, you know, we're going to be selling out the Linda to come hear about how the president is selling out America.
Oh.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is good.
You like that?
That's good.
Not the president, the entire organization.
Well, it's interesting. I just looked at the back of your book and I looked at the names that you've listed, and I have a feeling that there's going to be an indictment somewhere with the same names on the back.
We have William Barr, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, Mitch McConnell, Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos, Jeff Sessions, and more.
Yeah. You know what was extraordinary yesterday is when the president was asked about whether Giuliani could face real legal problems and read that jail, he said, quote, "I hope not." Now, isn't that extraordinary? I hope not.
Well, first of all, if you take on a new client and your client has had experiences with other lawyers, wouldn't you be doing a little bit of research to determine, you know, why those relationships fell through? And in this case, if you're Giuliani, the only thing you have to do is really look at Michael Cohen. You know, what happened with that relationship, and how quick was the president of the United States, the client, willing to throw him under a bus in order to preserve his own skin?
It's all hubris, though. He thought he'd be different. He knows the record. Chris Christie did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I want you. And I'm just saying this from the legal perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
So Rudy Giuliani is going to hide behind, you know, the privilege, right?
Yes.
Right.
But the privilege belongs to the client.
Yeah.
Right.
You're
so
right.
If you have a client, and you're hoping that this client is just going to, like, you know, keep those conversations. This is a client who's going to disclose everything that he needs to disclose in order to preserve his own skin.
Mm-hmm. To save himself. My target this morning is actually Elise Stefanik, right here in New York State, who held a constituent meetings yesterday and still found it impossible to support an impeachment inquiry in light of what happened yesterday, which, as you said, Malcolm, just ties it all together. And it all goes back to Russia and Mueller. It's all there. And she still is saying, no, Pelosi wants an inquiry that's not transparent. Democrats need to do something about her.
She's paid not to understand how this works.
Alan, what were you saying?
But wait, because I want you to talk about this, Alan. You know more than I do. Stefanik is saying, I have a really weak opponent. It's the same person who ran against her, same Dem who ran against her last time and was beat handily. They put her up again. Democrats need to target this. This is a crazy stand.
Yeah, I would disagree that she's weak, but go ahead.
That's what Stefanik said today.
You know, you guys are all talking about who's central to all of this. I think right now Rudy has a very red nose, and he is central to this whole thing because he is so close to the president. And we know that this president will turn, as I just implied, on Rudy when it becomes important to do so. And the question is, will Rudy turn on the president? And what do you think, guys?
No, I think Rudy has I say this 100 times on here. They have a masters of the universe attitude. They all really think that they are Joe Pesci in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And that they are the Rat Pack. They are the crew that now owns American democracy. And by owning it, they can bend it to their... who's Joey Bishop? That's a good question. None of them are Sinatra, because, as I understand it, Trump blew Sinatra off at one point. He said he cost too much.
Mm.
So anyway, these guys have this whole, you know, Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci attitude that they are just going to come and bulldoze over everything, hide behind executive privilege, and now are saying, I want everyone to listen to this, now are saying that the Constitution of the United States and the processes for impeachment are illegal and they will not obey them. That's dictatorship.
But Trump's entire life has been escaping consequences, whether it's consequences of bankruptcy,
bad marriages.
It's not, yeah, exactly. Yep. It's not, you know, self-earned, and he just feels this sense of entitlement.
Well, to Malcolm's point, Here is the problem, and I think it happens not only we're witnessing it firsthand. It's like we've got the best seats in the House to witness it happening at the federal level, but it happens at the local level as well as at the state level. When politicians yes. are engaged in activities that they believe are political, that really cross that red line into mm-hmm. to the illegal, okay? Rudy and all of these clowns are overseas, engaged in this game, believing that they're playing a political game, right? Now, Rudy, who used to be the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District,
if you can believe it.
This guy should yes. know better that they're literally playing with fire. And what he did was he ignored it. And the reason why he ignored it is because he's his best pal. His client is the president of the United States, and if they needed pardons, the guy's got them in his pocket like, you know, chiclets.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We are doing well here, and just a couple of
Well,
I will tell you, I will say one thing. We've been getting some, not complaints exactly, but people concerned because the phone keeps ringing. We have a lot of people on the phone, so if for whatever reason you can't get through, just be patient, let it ring, or just call back, and it'll go again.
Or do it at WAMC.org, right. And it's time-stamped. And it'll count.
Absolutely. And it'll go. All you have to do, if it's not in the drop-down menu, which I believe it is, but if it's not in the drop-down menu, just in your comment box, put Malcolm, and we'll know what you're talking about. We have $14,833. We started with $27,500. We now have $14,833 to get the $5,000 challenge. So we need to do a lot of work here. That is great. We've done very well so far. We want to continue that. 1-800-323-9262. $125 pledge gets you a book before anybody else. Malcolm's new book, The Plot to Betray America, a ticket to the launch party for the book at the Linda at 9 a.m. Doors open at 8:15, 9 a.m. on Friday, November 8th. The book doesn't come out to the 12th, but we'll be giving it to our listeners on the 8th if they pledge right now. $125, you get a book, you get the event, you get breakfast, and great camaraderie with all of your WAMCers.
Joe, the launch party at the Linda. Man, the launch party at the that just got my attention.
What'd you say?
I like alliteration. You're a sucker for that.
Can I go back to Rudy for a second? Because yeah. I think this is very important. Yes, you're all absolutely right. You know, he's arrogant, he's this, he's that. But there comes that moment, as there did with Pesci, when all of a sudden he recognizes.
Yep. He walks into that room. Empty room with plastic on the floor.
I just have to say,
look, if we stop for a moment and really think about this, right? The stakes for these people have never been higher when we're talking about re-election.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because winning another election, right? Extends all of these issues by another 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about statute of limitations, right, you're going to see a lot of these cases that they cannot be prosecuted for, right? You're going to see this person who is in power for another 4 years with all of the pardon authority, right, be able to absolve all of the sinners from their sins. So when you talk about Trump going off the rails, you have seen nothing yet. There's going to be more desperation. There's going to be more. We will all have our jaws continue to drop come political.
But is pardon, can it be, pardon's never gone before the court. There's not a whole lot of a law about this. If the pardon is used in furtherance of a criminal plot, is that acceptable? Would the Supreme Court
go for that? It's absolute, isn't it?
It's absolute. Yeah. A president has
he
the ability.
He can be impeached for it, but nothing else. No other accountability.
Okay, the second thing is we're concentrating, as it looks like for right now, the prosecutors are on Rudy. I think Trump loves that. As long as it isn't him, he doesn't care who goes down. And he was at a rally last night.
I know.
Which instead of, you know, any kind of shame or explanation, his new thing is Biden. It's still double down on Biden and he appealed to racism. Malcolm,
and
did you
Tlaib.
Catch this?
Yeah,
Tlaib.
That Tlaib. Speech last night Biden. Could have been done in Nuremberg in 1938.
Yep. Biden's only talent Absolutely. Was that he could kiss Obama's butt. That's what he said, which is just such, it's so
That
awful.
Isn't exactly what he said.
I know, but I tried to be nice, yes.
Yeah, I mean...
He did, as the president.
Let's bear something in mind here. And, I mean, I paid attention to what's happened over the course of the last 2 weeks. This is a man who has to have this Ukraine issue moved from the front pages of you know, and every single cable news network, right?
Around the world.
Yeah. So this whole issue with the Kurds, right? I mean, that was an effort to distract, right?
Genocide is a distraction. Charming.
Well, isn't that what we do?
Well, Dave, you know, you made a very good point. This election is existential for him, his family, and his methodology of governance, which is, in fact, he has moved the United States to being in an authoritarian-led state, right? I call it, he's one of the axis of autocracies.
Absolutely.
With Putin and Erdogan. And their goal is the destruction of representative democracy. I call it a constitutional autocracy. Well, you'll have the trappings of the Constitution, but it will be his word that is law. And if he gets away with this, if he gets reelected, let me tell you, what we've been working with for 243 years will fundamentally be gone.
Oh.
He will run this place like a mafia don running the city.
Wow.
Is the refusal to participate in the subpeanas part of this?
Is that
a constitutional crisis?
We're
not cooperating.
We're neck deep in constitutional crisis. But this whole concept of, I will not obey an impeachment or the Congress or the laws that they're written, and the Attorney General is his hammer. Yeah. And I will not take up any issuance for criminal referrals. We are in a broken democracy right now.
Hold on one second.
So let's... I have to take a break.
Yeah. What?
Alan, you were saying you have to keep your eye on...
I just want to say really quick, keep your eye on Rudy, because when Rudy knows he's going down, he knows a great deal. And he will, of course, he's a man without character. He will do what the president will do to him. It's that simple.
1-800-323-9262 to help us out in the lockbox. We have $13,000 to go. Actually, $12,900. That's to get a $5,000 challenge and sell out the window for Malcolm's event. We'll tell you more about that right after the break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And we welcome you. We have Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Malcolm Nance, Aaron Pasitti, and David Soares sitting at the roundtable this morning. We are trying to get money for the lockbox and bring us ever closer to that $500,000 point before the fund drive starts a week from this coming Monday. And we need you. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. The front office is they're crazy, and that's good. So we need calls. Right now, we have, I'll do the quick math here because the number just changed, as it always does when I'm just about to speak. We are talking about tickets to the Malcolm Nance event on Friday, November 8th. Not far from now, Friday, November 8th, it is the launch party for his brand new book, The Plot to Betray America. Malcolm Nance will be there. Alan and I will be hosting, and we welcome you. It'll be quite a morning. You get breakfast, you get a book, you can get it signed, and it's before anybody else will get their hands on this book. We are just about out of the tickets are going very, very quickly. And so before they are gone, you want to get in on this, and they'll probably be gone within the next half hour or so. 1-800-323-9262. We have $11,853 to go, Alan.
Yes, that's true. And the main thing here about making your mind up about getting these tickets is, by the time you call your spouse and have a discussion, they'll be gone.
Right.
They'll be gone. So you need
you need to make a decision for your spouse.
You got to stand up. You got to stand up. You got to say, you know.
Just
you
like
know,
you do with Rochelle.
We got marriage counseling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
We got the marriage counseling going on. This is great.
Mm. You're
We
oh,
all
I'm making them choke.
We
yeah.
know.
Careful.
We all know how to play that game, which is, honey, I bought it for you as a gift.
Yeah, sure. Well, the main thing that I'm thinking here is that I am so encouraged by what happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was a thrill, wasn't it? I agree.
Yeah, it was.
You're encouraged by what happened yesterday?
Yes, because the guy was arrested and all that information. It all seemed like it was coming together.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Were you talking about
Alan, what were you talking about?
I'm talking about the arrests.
Oh, okay,
I'm talking about the people who say they're going to come up to the Hill and testify no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what, it's all coming apart. I'm telling you that. This is really encouraging.
I just want to say one thing about that.
Can I beat you, though?
You can beat me. Well, I mean,
I just want to beat you to the punch here, but I just want to tie it to the fun drive for a second. I just want you to think, if yesterday or today, if we were doing, we don't want to interrupt our normal flow. So if you don't want a fun drive to happen and you would like us just to continue with regular programming, then you have to do it now. You have to put money in the lockbox.
So now we're holding a fun drive hostage?
Well,
sort of.
We're just reminding people that all of the stuff that we do, your day is going to be screwed up because we have to do the funder. We have to make
the money. I hear you.
So if we do it now, then we don't have to do it then. That was my point. Yeah. Now go to your point.
No, I'm just going to say, to piggyback off of what you just said, because the phones are ringing off the hook out there. Now I understand why you've brought in the joy compliance officer who's walking around giving people hugs, making people feel good, because there's a lot of phones ringing out there and people picking up.
The hugs are welcome. This is nothing coerced. Just want to make that clear.
I just want to say, Alan, I want to push back a little bit on your joy as to what transpired yesterday.
Right.
I think anyone who sat back and witnessed
maybe the first time that was ever spoken.
I just want to say that with all the people that are celebrating what occurred yesterday, right? Be very careful about these issues taking the focus off of what we now have as impeachment hearings, because I think that if we're back to portraying the Giuliani, this arrest, as part of the whole Mueller thing, it's going to conflate these issues for the average people who right now, when you're talking about Republicans and you're talking about independents, they seem to be in favor of impeachment,
right.
And those numbers seem to be drawing up. What I'm fearful of are too many issues that can just be so saturated that will keep the eyes off the prize.
I hear you. But however, exercising my right of reply, I just wanted to say that I've been looking all along, as anybody who listens to me, and there are very few who do, that I've been looking for the smoking gun. And to the great consternation of my fellow panelists, sometimes I've said, this isn't the smoking gun. That isn't the smoking gun. I think what we saw yesterday becomes the smoking gun. And I think truly we are in a position now where it's coming apart for them. And these guys, like rats, will turn on each other, including Rudy Giuliani. And don't tell me about pardons, because I think if that president pardons Rudy Giuliani now, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be a total consternation.
Can I agree and demur at the same time?
I agree that the
dam is busting. I mean, the whole whistleblower framework and the fact that we now see the corruption that was rife throughout the Russia component, because the Russians are smarter. But I really think that I'm going to go on the ledge and make a prediction. I would not be surprised if Rudy Giuliani is arrested at some point.
I agree with you.
They come out and say, as part of this SDNY probe, all of his activities were not privileged because they were in furtherance to a crime and a criminal scheme. Is that possible, Dave?
That is possible. I just think that Rudy is already beginning to lay the predicate for why all of these things are happening. I think one of his comments that he said within the last 24 hours is the timing here is very interesting. So he's already laying the predicate for this being some kind of political conspiracy on the part of the deep state.
And I also
want you to pay some attention to what transpired earlier this week when the acting National Security Council, stated that he was going to be cutting over 200 positions within that body. right? So it's all part of, like, we've found deep state people. We're getting rid of these deep state people. And Rudy Giuliani saying, well, yes, the Southern District of New York is also part of that deep state.
Yeah, and they're fighting back. Pompeo's chief aide quit yesterday. The ousted ambassador to Ukraine is saying that she's going to testify no matter what. And they are answering even the timing issue by saying they were arrested because they were on their way out of the country with one-way tickets.
Well, I believe that. I'm just saying that in terms of the supporters, in terms of the money that this man will raise in order to create this imagery and the I mean, look, when Fox News has their pundits come on and question the Fox poll, you know how drunk with the Kool-Aid these people are. So
You better explain it to everybody. What exactly happened there?
There's a show called The Five that I've never seen because I have blood pressure issues.
Yeah, me too.
And they were all questioning the validity of the Fox poll that
their
indicated
own
there's
poll,
you know,
51%
of the majority support this person's impeachment.
Which the president tweeted and said.
And 24 hours later, the attorney general shows up in the office of Rupert Murdoch.
That's right. Well, no,
that was very interesting.
Barr and Rupert Murdoch had dinner, right?
Can we talk about Barr for a minute?
We have 1 minute before we have to go over to news.
Okay,
yes.
Well, then maybe David should do it. Talk about Barr and where he's at. He could have put the kibosh on the arrest of these guys, but he didn't do it.
All right, so I'm going to write down on the paper William Barr, and when we come back.
And also, how did they know that the indictment was coming down? Why were they headed
Barr
out of town?
Barr and indictment timing. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to that and much, much more when we come back. We're going to go to news. We need $8,900. $8,900.
We need
you desperately. 1-800-323-9262. We only have 25 minutes to do it, and hurry, hurry, hurry. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. $125 pledge will get you a ticket to the Malcolm Dance event, a live roundtable panel, 9 to 10:30 on Friday, November 8th, plus a copy of his brand new book before anybody else will see it, The Plot to Betray America, Breakfast, Camaraderie, all that good stuff. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Aaron Pasitti, David Soares, and Malcolm Nance make up the panel this morning. We have a busy morning as far as talking about the news. We also have a busy morning talking about our lockbox and filling that lockbox. We wanted to get to the $425,000 point to give us a $5,000 challenge. We're about $6,000 away from that. We are also giving you an opportunity to get a ticket to a Malcolm Nance book launch event at the Linda. I didn't want to be accused of the alliteration again. A Malcolm Nance event at the Linda. The Plot to Betray America is the new book. It comes out the 12th. We'll be doing the event on the 8th, so you'll get it before anybody else, and we're thrilled about that. From what I am told in the front office, as of me walking through the door about 10 seconds ago, we only have about 70 tickets left. So we started with 200. We only have 70 left. All right?
You got to get these tickets, man.
Yeah. So that's like 35 couples, and we're done. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Also, we have the $5,000 challenge. And, Alan, that's important to note because if you for whatever reason, can't make the event or don't want to do that, whatever you can do is really important and helps us make the challenge.
Will there be any warm cider donuts at the Linda for the book launch?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know. We haven't catered it yet, but I'll get back to you. Alan, go ahead.
Joe, what you said is so true. This is really all about one thing, and that's keeping WAMC on the air. We have seen what happened to WBAI in New York City. They're fighting like crazy to keep it on the air, but it doesn't look good for them. It just shows you that if people turn their backs, it's over. And that's New York City with 8 million people sitting down there, and a lot of whom are, let's just say, left of center, which is WBAI's strength. It's extraordinary that we are at such risk, and I think everybody understands that.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have about $5,748, we have exactly $5,748 to go to make our challenge, so we can't lose this over just 15 minutes of time or so, 17 minutes to be exact.
15 minutes to make $5,000.
17 minutes, right. And in just in just a few moments, I will say, when we hit under 5,000, your pledge is basically doubled because you have the challenge on top of it. So it's 1-800-323-9262-WAMC.org, and you do not want to be boxed out and not get the tickets if you want them. Malcolm Nance, The Plot to Betray America, 1-800-323-9262.
And Joe, a lot of people, actually one person, wrote me yesterday and said, how come you keep asking Joe how much is left in the challenge? Because everybody has to know we're all in this together. That's the point.
Right. And I have the calculator. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. I'm not good at using the calculator, but I have the calculator. Okay. The two things I have on my paper to talk about. William Barr. I believe you're up, David Soares.
Fascinated by that.
Yeah. William Barr. Look, bottom line is, it doesn't matter who the Attorney General of the United States happens to be at the time. You have dedicated members of law enforcement, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney's Office that just go to work. There's no political motivation. They go to work and they do their job. Now, I happen to think, although there's not been any news on the issue, that the case that has presently been indicted is a case that was referred by Robert Mueller. As you remember, Robert Mueller's focus for his project was strictly to determine whether or not there had been any conspiracy, and whether there was any kind of obstruction after the fact. And that was his focus. Anything else that he would have come by as a result of those investigations, he would have to refer. And we've seen what's happened to those referrals in this Manafort. And I believe that this is a case where it just also happened to be one of those cases that was referred by Robert Mueller. Now, I don't believe that this was a convenient time to make this arrest. Sure. However, if you're conducting, you know, surveillance, if you are engaged in any kind of high-tech or sophisticated investigation, you move when your targets move. You live where your targets live.
So they know.
And so if your targets are about to get on a first-class flight out of the country with date of return uncertain, you go ahead and you affect
that. Do you think
there
was a leak and that's why they were getting out of the country at this time?
I don't know that there was a leak, because I also know that Rudolph Giuliani was on his way to
Vienna
in the same country as these two particular individuals.
And they had lunch together the day before.
And they had lunch together.
And
now, what I will say about the U.S. Attorney's offices and their practices, from what I'm familiar with and having relationships with them over 20 years, they tend not to bring indictments until they have proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay, another related question. James Stewart, the journalist, has come out with a new book, Deep State. And in it, he suggests that there was a deal that Rosenstein went to the White House. Everyone thought he was going to be fired. In fact, Stewart says they were writing out the announcement of his release, of his firing or retirement, whatever they're going to call it. And then he comes away, still has his job, and there's no talk between Mueller and the president. That all ends, and Mueller comes out with his report. And Rosenstein stands there with Barr, as he mischaracterized it. So he's suggesting that this was all arranged. Sound possible?
It does sound possible. Yeah. And if we're talking about deep state, I'm not talking about the people who were left in their positions from prior administrations. Mm. I'm talking about this president creating that kind of loyalty and creating amongst the ranks that kind of relationship where, yes, that's very possible. The one thing that you cannot explain about Rosenstein is the fact that he played his position all the way through,
right to the end,
appearing to be the independent arbiter, appearing to push back, appearing to do the things that he was doing. And all of a sudden, when Mr. Barr comes into the scene and is misrepresenting the contents of that report, that man stood by in silence. So if you wanted to come along Because the only book that I'm reading is not the Deep State one you talked about, but I'm reading the one about the plot to betray America written by my man right here, Mr. Nance.
Now you're selling. Okay, you Malcolm, know, Malcolm,
but
what
I
do
have
you think?
I have to tell you, when I finished that book, which I finished in June, and everything that I wrote in it could have been released yesterday. And it would be precisely where we are today. I mean, there is a deep state, as you say it. They are a team, Team Trump. They refer to themselves as Team Trump. And they are all part of what they see as this master, you know, collection of masters of the universe who are now empowered by Donald Trump to do whatever they want. And they all smell money in their future. And that's where how we got to where we are today. One sec. I said this, and at one point, even on this channel, someone called me a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. When right after the Barr letter came out. No, it wasn't you, Rosemary. When the Barr letter came out, I said on air, I cannot possibly fathom that the greatest cover-up in American history would be covered up with the greatest cover-up in American history by the Attorney General. Right. And it was all true. Yeah. And now, since that day, every day, William Barr has come out as the hitman for the President of the United States, not the lawyer for the United States or the Constitution.
The problem with his timing right now, we're talking about Mr. Barr, the problem with his timing is that he has lost all credibility. After this arrest, and what we now know about Ukraine, and it's not things that a Democrat uncovered. We're talking about the documents coming from the White House, corroborating what the whistleblowers have already said. Right. What can he possibly come back and talk about Russia for in the early, the underpinnings of what launched that investigation? That's point one. But if you want to see evidence of deep state, go back and read those text messages between the people who work for the foreign services, who were true patriots doing their job, and the people who donated money to the campaign to become an ambassador.
Yeah. One quick point, if I can just make it quick.
Yes, and then I want to get to a lot of others, but go ahead.
The last thing I want to say about this is, because I wrote three books, Plot to Hack America, Plot to Destroy Democracy, which is about the Russians, and this one, Plot to Betray America, which is about the Americans involved in it. The entirety of this campaign with Giuliani and Barr and these other people right now is to get Russia off the hook for the hacking of the 2016 election. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me this stuff doesn't come around full circle.
And then to lift all of the sanctions.
And lift all of the sanctions, which was the first thing we wrote about.
The remarkable thing was the election.
And the thing that stands out is how the Trump people so were busy moving around the real diplomats, the professionals, so that they could do their nefarious little deeds. That's why the ambassador got kicked out of Ukraine.
Man. You think this is a good idea, holding back foreign aid for purposes of a political...
Bill Taylor.
The remarkable accomplishment that... I feel weird saying this. Trump was incredibly successful in creating a deep state...
Of his own.
Of his own, while decrying... While presenting the deep state as the historical institutions of U.S.
Even
stopping
the aid to Ukraine, which he did to hold it over the president's head. He had to move somebody out who would have said, this is not the way we appropriate money.
We are watching... Amazing. We're watching the Adam West version of Batman, where all the bad guys have their big, bold sweaters and their little, you know, Mickey Mouse hats, right? Because that's how foolish... These fools happen to be.
Powell.
I mean, I'm serious. If you're a legitimate prosecutor and, you know, you want to go back and see what happened here and look for cases, these people have not only committed crimes, they have left you breadcrumbs.
Problem is, Penguin is the mayor.
Let me ask you, panel.
Yes, and then we have a ton of letters. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Let me ask you, panel, and let me be quick about it. There was a, if it rains, it pours. I want to know about pardons. You've been discussion about pardons. Are you sure that that this guy will ever really use pardons? Because it would be a sure way to impeachment. I think.
Are you kidding? First of all, when this man loses, you are going to see a pardon party the size of the book launch at the Linda. There's going to be...
Which tickets are still available for, and you can call 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. Go ahead. All right, we have letters. We have a lot of them. I haven't read any this morning, so let's get to as many as we can. Rich says, clearly Trump has enough financial interest in Turkey and Russia where they have him compromised that he threw the Kurds under the bus and allowed them to be attacked.
Absolutely true. I mean, there's just Donald Trump. You know, 2 years ago, I was attacked because I had noted that there was a Trump Tower Istanbul and that it could be a target of ISIS. And all these people said Malcolm Nance is a member of ISIS and threatened my family. Believe it or not, that building still exists. And Donald Trump made a decision based on that. There is no other reason he would sell out 2 million people that fought side by side. I have a chapter in my book called about Trump foreign policy. Buy this American, you buy America.
Well, he also pleased the Russians mightily.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, let's not forget the indirect relationship.
The oil field that we attacked, that they tried to attack a year ago with their mercenaries, when we wiped out 200 Russians, they're moving on that right now.
Charming.
Joel asks, can the president as commander-in-chief be removed from office as unfit through a military of the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
Negative. No, we don't do that. Bye.
Okay. No coups. Next, Elise Stefanik, will you please comment on the elusive Elise Stefanik's upcoming public meeting where it has been reported that Stefanik's staff reached out to the controversial far-right activist Mike Kibling? There's some great reporting in the Glens Falls Post-Star about this. Ken Tengley, the editor of that newspaper, has written extensively about it as well. Kibling is the head of a pro-Trump group called North Country Deplorables, and he confirmed that the senior advisor of Stefanik asked him to pack the meetings and his people. Kibling is known from confrontation profanity and pointing toy guns at journalists and others. Kibling has put out a call for warriors outside and inside the meetings.
She has admitted that, yes, they did contact them, but it was simply to let them know this event was going on, certainly not to pack it. Go after Stefanik. She needs to be replaced.
Michael says, why is it that no one points it out that Trump is following orders from Putin? He is a traitor to his country. How has that not been pointed out?
Yeah, plot to destroy democracy. I put it out a year ago, Times bestsellers list.
You just skipped over what Malcolm said, that Trump is a dictator, claiming the Constitution and impeachment are illegal. Trump claims absolute power.
Yeah, he's still a dictator. What do
you think, Aaron? All right, we have, let me see, I'm just going through these real quickly. We keep dancing around the edges of this, but Trump and his cohorts are willing agents of Russia, period. Every action Trump has taken since achieving office somehow ultimately manages to benefit Putin and Russia's standing in the world and diminishes America.
Absolutely, because you know what? When you owe a lot of money to your bookie, you never insult them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the footprint that Russia now has, in the Middle East space, it is just remarkable.
This
is growth in the last 4 years.
Also, Putin sticks to his the people he allies with. Assad was going down. This man stuck with him, and now he is going to get complete hegemony in that component in the Middle East and wipe out the people who destroyed ISIS, thereby saving ISIS.
That is. Trump is using Russia as his personal bank now, and the oligarchs therein, because he's been cut off from traditional funding sources at whatever cost.
1-800-323-9262. We only have a few moments left, and we need money to make this challenge. $5,000 from Anonymous in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Also, we just have a few tickets left for the Malcolm Nance event on Friday, November 8th at 9 a.m. to 10:30. Doors open at 8:15. You get a copy of the book, book signing, as well as breakfast. And the event itself. 1-800-323-9262. We started off with 200 tickets. We're down to just a few left. 1-800-323-9262. Last call on all of this, WAMC.org. Bobby writes and says, so our attorney general meets with the head of Fox in the man's own home, getting the state media back in line? What the heck? And the attorney general is meeting with foreigners overseas, conducting a shadow foreign policy. What is going on? Down is up. Up is down. Mueller and Barr still best buds?
The one thing about Rupert Murdoch that I will say is the man is, he's a, I despise his products, but I think the man is a genius in terms of a businessman, and the minute that he sees that this president is a person that he shouldn't be in business with, he will cut and run. That's the gamble that they've taken, and that's why the coverage has been different over the course of the last year.
And that's why the visit. That's exactly why the visit. They're worried about him.
1-800-323-9262-WAMC.org. We only have 7 minutes, Alan, 7 minutes.
Well, and how many, and do we know, this is very embarrassing for me because I know that people will be calling me and saying, get me in. And that's terrible because I'm not to blame. You are. If you're sitting on your hands and you're not dialing that phone, there's trouble, real trouble right here in River City.
With a capital...
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Just under 40 tickets left. So please, 1-800-323-9262. Start with over 200. Now we have just under 40. So there you go. 1-800-323-9262. 6 minutes left. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, you know, as long as we have Malcolm here, we know that he's going to be at the Linda, and we've got this wonderful book that he's authored, and that's what's happening. Over 70 years of foreign policy that has just been shredded, decimated in the course of the last 3 years. And just right off the top of my head, you know, canceling the exercises in order to appease King Jong-un, a person who no president, Republican or Democrat, would ever consider, you know, sitting down with. What message that delivered to South Korea? The Iran nuclear deal, which was reached with the collaboration of our NATO allies. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, which really was designed to compete with China.
Yes.
And again, with a lot of our NATO allies. The immigration policy, you know, towards Mexico and Central America. What he's just done to the Kurds.
Yeah.
That's just his ridiculous policies. Then you get to the immigration and humanitarian relief. And we see Puerto Rico and we see, you know, the Bahamas. And then back to the Middle East. You know, no one talks about the fact that the American embassy will be in Jerusalem, and he's done what no other president has ever done in making that declaration and moving a major piece of a bargaining chip with the Palestinians.
Lots of people have talked about that. He cut off all aid to Palestinians.
All of it is in the book, including the relationships of nuclear power plants with Saudi Arabia. Every one of these new components that we're seeing, these things that we see as the tearing down the fundamentals of the last 70 years of the global geostrategic politic as it's existed, it all relates to money and Donald Trump and his family.
Speaking of which, Joe, how are we doing on the $5,000 match?
We need about 34 people, Alan. We need about 34 people in four minutes.
Go,
and so 1-800-323-9262.
I will give you
1-800-323-9. I'm still working on an exact amount.
But
I'll get
about
right
what? About $3,000?
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Cider donuts. People will do things for cider donuts, man.
That's one way of looking at it, but the better way of looking at it is that this is our radio station. We all made it together. We're $3,000 away. Come on, everybody. Let's get this done. And we only have about 3 minutes, right, Joe?
Well, indeed. We have 3.5 minutes. We also get the breaking news that Trump has lost his appeal to stop the House subpoena of his tax returns. So there is that as well. News breaking just all over the place.
It turns out that Richie Neal may have known what he was doing here.
1-800. Yeah, talk about that a little bit, Alan.
Well, Richie Neal is, you know, has been criticized for not being more aggressive. He did it through the courts. It looks like he wins.
Wow.
And that gives him some real status as far as I'm concerned.
He goes to the Supreme Court now. You have not a lot of optimism about that court.
Well, I don't. I don't. On the other hand, you know, these guys are going to be going home at night, putting their heads on the pillow and remembering that they have to live with this for the rest of their lives. So, you know,
true.
I think we may get one or two that make a change.
Hurry, everybody. Hurry. 1-800-323-9262. 2.5 minutes. Aaron Pizzuti.
What's been remarkable is that, you know, Trump's America First platform that David kind of outlined in terms of a less global approach, more of a national focused approach, has really been an incredible mask for a Trump first agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at all of his policies, there are very strategic and important business and financial benefits that come to Trump and his inner circle from this. This is not foreign policy. This is personal policy conducted at the highest level of U.S.
government. You know, I'm glad you said that because another person who on this show called me a conspiracy theorist said because I had made an allusion to Donald Trump and Benedict Arnold at one point in history. And in fact, what I had actually said was, if this is all true, this could be a worse act of betrayal than Benedict
Arnold.
Benedict Arnold comes off really good in my book.
Absolutely.
When I compare him to Donald Trump, he at least served the nation.
But Joe, I'm so sorry for interrupting, but how much left on the challenge?
I'm working on a total, but we're very close, Alan, very close.
Very close. Maybe $1,000 or two.
Sure.
Let's go, everybody. Just let's make this happen. I don't want to lose that money. Come on. That's $5,000.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. A minute left. Yes, the tickets are almost gone. You want those. Now's the time to get them. 1-800-323-9262. Talking about an event on Friday, November 8th, The Plot to Destroy America.
My pledge count?
Oh, yeah, your pledge does count. Yeah,
we can't lose the money.
No, 1-800-323-9262. All right, we are out of time.
Oh, no.
But I have good news, so don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay, good news. Give us the good news.
1-800-323-9262. But, you know, we still need money in the lockbox, so that's true.
Right.
All right. Right now in the lockbox, we have
$428,318. Wow. So we made this challenge show?
We did indeed. And if you add that $5,000 challenge to that.
I think it was a cider donuts.
We have $434,000 in the lockbox.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go. Great. So, my thanks to everybody. Alan, thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Rosemary, Aaron, David, thank you. Malcolm, thank you so much for the book and for doing this event and for making the phones ring. Beautiful. Thank you. We will be back in just a moment. News and then more show. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.